You're listening to The Marne Report.
Well, hey, Fort Stewart Hunt Army Airfield. It's Brian Lund here with another edition of the Marne Report podcast. And today we're joined by a very special guest. Today we have Captain Brent. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. So before we get into this podcast, can you tell a little the people about what you do around Fort Stewart?
So I oversee the traffic accident investigation unit. Basically, any motor vehicle accidents that occur on installation, as well as traffic enforcement.
Yes, sir. And so, as we know, it's holiday season. You know, people are starting to look towards Thanksgiving, look towards Christmas. But at that same token, we want to make sure that we're keeping people safe. So today's topic, we're going to be talking about holiday safety. So yeah, as I said, holiday season is approaching. So what safety concerns do you see most often during this time?
A lot of times people have a lot of things on their minds, so they're not paying as close to attention while they're operating their motor vehicle. And distracted driving has become a major issue. I know a lot of people are off and on with their phones. Remember, Georgia is a hand-free state. You're not allowed to have the cell phone in your hand while you're driving. Speed's also another concern. People rushing, you know, to this party or to this gathering. To slow down, you're not going to save but maybe a couple minutes. And it's not worth the accident that could potentially happen.
Yes, sir. And so from, I guess, your bird's eye view in Fort Stewart specifically, what do you see around this area that affects people the most? Is it speeding on 144? Is it like anything specific around here that people should be cognizant of?
Speeding on 144 is definitely a major issue. Yeah. We've seen triple digit speeds out there on a common. I mean, unfortunately, that is still common. DUIs is a major aspect of this area. A lot of people, they'll go down to Savannah, and it's so close that they think they can make it back.
Right.
So they're not willing to spend the money for a hotel room or find some other avenue to get back. The average DUI cost is tremendously more than an Uber ticket from Savannah back to Fort Stewart.
Yeah, it's never worth it.
No, it's never worth it. I mean, you put yourself at risk. You put the other motoring public at risk. And also your career at risk.
Right.
So if you drink, don't drive. If you do plan on going out and consuming, make sure you have a plan. Designate a driver or some way to get yourself back to your residence safely.
So specifically speaking, what do you and your team do to prevent different safety concerns around the rock?
Well, we sit in various areas. We enforce traffic. We have our main spots that we like to hit, which are major areas of concern, where we see, you know, speeding or trying to pass multiple vehicles at the same time, depending on where they're at on 144. But mainly just targeting any traffic violation that occurs.
Are there any specific services that people should use during this time that they can go to specifically, whether it's just resources to educate them or just anything to just let people know about what's going on right now?
Well, as far as the education-wise, everybody's got a smartphone. Everybody's got a computer basically in their pocket. All you got to do is open it up and Google what you're looking for, right? Some of the other stuff like the rideshare, Uber, Lyft, they still do traditional taxi. Also, some of the units might have a taxi fund at battalion staff duty. I know things have changed since I've been active duty. But just making sure that you have a plan outside of getting behind the wheel after consuming.
Yes, sir. And so people are going all over the place. People are traveling different places. Do you have any specific advice as people are just leaving the area to make sure that we all come back safely and we're not doing stuff that's responsible in different places?
Well, I mean, if you're on a long distance drive, stopping every 2 to 3 hours, taking a break, you know, getting out, stretching your legs, that way you're not driving fatigued. That's one major area. There's rest areas on the highways, so just plan accordingly.
Yes, sir. A little change of topic, a little personal. Do you have any holiday plans, anything fun coming up?
No, I'll be working.
No, you'll be working? Won't we all, right? So as we kind of wrap up this Marne Report, is there any last advice you would like to give to the people to make sure that they keep in mind?
Just think about what you do before you do it.
Yes, sir. Easy enough. So that's going to be another episode of the Marne Report podcast. I thank you again for coming and talking to us. And we'll see you guys next week.
The Digital Garrison app is your one-stop source for all things Fort Stewart Hunter Army Airfield. With the DG at your fingertips, you'll never miss out on upcoming events, installation updates, facility and gate information, weather, shopping, and so much more. Digital Garrison is free from your phone's app store. Download today.